You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the KVML studio this morning is Ron Patel and Stan Forrest. They are the co-chairs for the upcoming Meals on Wheels fundraiser. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning, Mark.
The local Meals on Wheels program is run by Sierra Senior Providers. Stan, can you tell us a little bit about Sierra Senior Providers?
Yes, Sierra Senior Providers, as most of you know, is right over on Greenlee Road, and they administer Meals on Wheels meals to in-home bound seniors that that really need that meal every day and that human contact. You know, a lot of times they don't have someone in their lives to come by and see them every day, and so Meals on Wheels provides services throughout the county, Columbia, Jamestown, East Sonora, downtown, you know, even Tuolumne City. And they're providing over 1,150 meals a week to inbound seniors. And so that really equates to over 50,800 meals on an annual basis.
And Stan, just to be clear, these are full meals?
Yes, they are.
How is Meals on Wheels funded?
Well, they're funded by Area 12. And about 35% of the cost of those meals is covered by Area 12. So that leaves another 65% that comes from government grants and this fundraiser like this. I mean, the meals themselves are over $10.88 per meal. So the cost has really gone up. And as I said, Area 12 covers a portion of that, but that leaves a fair amount that needs to be picked up by the community.
Is the local Meals on Wheels program run by both volunteers and paid staff?
The Meals on Wheels program, yes. The cooks, the nutrition managers, the CEO, they are paid staff. But this committee here is all volunteers. We're over 30 people that volunteer for this fundraiser.
Are you constantly looking for volunteers?
Always, yes, yes.
And what do the volunteers do?
On this fundraising committee, it's volunteers that help organize the event itself. We've got subcommittees from everything from decorations to ticket sales and whatnot.
So let's concentrate on the cost again. What is that cost to run Meals on Wheels?
Well, I do have it on a cost per meal, and it's $10.88.
And how many meals per week?
And we're doing 1,150 meals a week.
Well, that's unbelievable.
Yes.
Okay, so the largest fundraiser of the year is coming up Saturday, August 24th. This is going to be at a brand new location this year, the Westside Pavilion out in Tuolumne City. Let's talk about that shortly. But Ron Patel, every year is a theme for this annual event.
Yeah, we change the theme every year. This year it's Wild Wild West, and that fits in so well with the new venue of the Westside Pavilion. And we're just so excited about having a new venue after 12 years. This is our 13th year.
So tell us about the full evening.
Full evening starts at 5 o'clock. And the format is very similar to this format we had at the old Railtown venue. And then between 5 and 6, people come in. They get their raffle tickets. They look at the auction prize. We got some fabulous auction prizes this year. Top live auction prize is 4 VIP tickets to go and see a live recording of The Voice. So you could have that one, Mark, unless you're on stage.
Uh-huh. Also, I was going to say, also included in those 4 tickets to The Voice is a $300 voucher for airfare as well.
There's live auction and silent auction.
Yes. Live auction and silent auction, and always a very, very big raffle. Live entertainment, normally we've had a local band. This year we brought in Rebel Heart from LA. They're actually performing at the Black Oak Casino in their lounge area, the Willow Creek Lounge, on Friday evening, and then coming out live on Saturday evening for our event.
And that fits with the Wild Wild West theme.
Yep, it's a country type of band. And then the highlight of the evening, or one of the main highlights of the evening, the dinner by Seven Sisters, Black Oak Casino Resort, and the Tuolumne Vada Miwok Indians are always very, very generous in helping us put on this event and funding it in so many ways. So a big shout out and thank you to them. But Seven Sisters dinner in on the West Side lawn is amazing.
And let's talk about the costume contest as well.
Well, cowboy or cowgirl, whichever you want to dress up as. And I think, Stan, we've got the rodeo queen coming.
Yes, we have the Motherlode Roundup rodeo queen is going to come in and help us do the costume contest and award the winners up on stage.
Raina Rogers.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And we also have the stagecoach coming from Columbia, which will be giving rides. And it's just going to be a great event. And Ron and I want to mention also that a good friend of ours, Bob Edwards, did pass, and he was a committee member and a board member for Meals on Wheels for over 20 years. And so we'll have some special auction items to dedicate his great, great help with this, with Meals on Wheels. And we really appreciate everything he's done.
Ticket information. How do we go about acquiring tickets for this?
Tickets are from any one of the 30 committee members who you see roaming around Tuolumne County. They're $85 each. Many people are getting a premium table together. That's $750. Or by calling the Senior Center, 533-2622. And the website is sierraseniorproviders.org. All different ways to get tickets for the Saturday event.
And that telephone number one more time.
533-2622. And the event is Saturday, August 24th.
All right, Ron. Before we wrap this up, is there anything else that you would like to add?
No, just a huge thank you to the community. Everyone just seems to take part in this event, and it has grown to we think probably the biggest event in the county outside event. And you know, we've looked to try and reinvent it with different themes every year. This year is the different venue at the Westside Pavilion, and just come out and see what a great night it's going to be, and for an even greater cause.
Stan Forrest, anything you would like to add?
I'd really like to thank the sponsorships that we have. We have sponsorship levels from $500 all the way up to $7,500, and we have gotten the community behind every single one of those. And so we really, really appreciate the community and what they've done in the sponsorship levels, even before we start the evening. So it's a great community and a great event.
The Meals on Wheels fundraiser coming up Saturday, August 24th, new location, Westside Pavilion in Tuolumne City. Ron Patel, Stan Forrest, thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mark.